being in the position to challenge any real movement on Cuba policy.
And do you think President Obama wants to change the policy?
I personally do think that he and his team would like to change the policy. The question is whether they have the spine, the courage to take on the right and do it. This could be Obama's key legacy, frankly, and he now has this window of opportunity.
I want to thank you both for being with us. Peter Kornbluh, William Liogrand, their book, Back Channel to Cuba, The Hidden History of Negotiation Between Washington and Havana. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thank you for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8 o'clock. Coming up next is Voices from the Edge Talk Radio with our host, Joanne Harsty. Today's guest is the one, the only, the immutable, Greg Palast. It's going to be a hopping show. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Volunteers of America, Oregon, committed to helping our community's most vulnerable people for over 100 years and to giving them a hand up rather than a hand out. More information is available on the web at voaor.org.
Tune in on October 6th at 6 p.m. for an hour-long Prison Pipeline special. Host Amy Johnson will interview Michael H. Fox of the Worldwide Women's Criminal Justice Network about how guilt by association laws and ideas of what makes an unfit mother have put women innocent of committing or planning murder behind bars for crimes committed by men. Michael Fox will shine a spotlight on the cases of Carlin Eckloff, Tammy Traxtel, and Kaisha Johnson, all serving over 25 years in Oregon for crimes they did not commit. This show will air during our membership drive, and it's your chance to support KBOO and Prison Pipeline. Thanks for tuning in on October 6th at 6 p.m.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and it's a pleasure to be back to Voices from the Edge. We have just kicked off our fall membership drive, and as always, I am so honored to have as my guest Greg Palast. Now, for those of you who may not know, I'll tell you a little bit about his background. Greg Palast has been called the most important investigative reporter of our time, and I can attune to that. Up there with Woodard and Bernstein, says The Guardian. Palast has broken front-page stories for BBC Television, Newsnight, The Guardian, National Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Harper Magazine. Palast is the author of the New York Times bestseller, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, Armed Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and highly acclaimed Vulture's Picnic, named Book of the Year in 2012 on BBC Newsnight Review. His books have been translated into 24 languages. His brand new film of his documentary reports for BBC Newsnight and Democracy Now! Is called Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Please join me in giving a great welcome to Greg Palast. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Wow, that was terrific.
Well, thank you.
I like that guy already. What a great introduction. Thank you, Joanne. And I'm thrilled to be speaking to you from New York to help out the KBOO on this fun drive. I just so important to me. I volunteer to do these things because I just think that there's just really, I don't care if the other stations get jealous. KBOO really is one of the best, absolutely, out of hundreds of public broadcast stations. It is the best. And compared to the commercial guys, you're gold.
Well,
I hope people appreciate it, and I'm going to expect people to join me in volunteering to help the station out today.
Well, and I know I can always depend on you. I've never called you and said, Greg, we need you, and you haven't just stepped right in. And we really, really appreciate that.
But you'd prefer if I, towel off first and get out of the shower. Okay.
Well, let me tell you what we have in store for the listeners today. First, we have donors who have put together $450 that needs to be matched in this hour. And so with that will come one of your two books that we have as thank you gifts. So for a $60 donation, people will get either Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, or they will get the Vultures Picnic. We have both of those for a $60 donation. If you want both, you can give a $100 donation, and you can get both books. And you can help us reach that $450 match goal that we need to do in this first half hour. So that's a lot of info. And Greg, you always are just so full of information. We are now in election season again. The vultures are at our doorstep. what should we be paying attention to, especially with the crazy congressional races taking place?
They're going to steal it. For those who aren't familiar with the Greg Palast works, the story that I'm best known for in the States anyway, because I work for BBC out of London, and now, by the way, Al Jazeera out of Doha, wherever that is.
Very nice.
And my big story that I first broke here was that Jeb Bush snatched the election of his brother by working with Catherine Harris, his Secretary of State, to remove 56,000 African Americans from the voter rolls of Florida,
right,
by calling them felons, and their only crime was voting while black. And those 56,000 people, and I uncovered that through this evil use of databases to knock out the registered voters, American citizens in good standing all, not one guilty of anything except voting while black. And that swung the election for Bush, who'd only supposedly won the state by 537 votes, minus 56,000 African-American votes.
Right.
It's back. The reason I mention that is it's back, Joanne. And if you want to know how it's back, you can donate for my book, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. The subtitle is How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps, Karl Rove, the Koch gang, and their billionaire buck buddy. That's Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It also has, by the way, in it, as good as the book is, even better in the middle of it, is a 48-page cartoon comic book by the brilliant Ted Rall in the book. And by the way, that book I wrote with, part of the book is written by Bobby Kennedy, and the great civil rights lawyer and son of the Attorney General, the late Attorney General. So Kennedy, me, Raul, if you donate to KBOO, what is the number, by the way, that people call in?
The number that they would call is 1-877-500-5266.
5266. If I guess, I'm an investigative reporter, I'm going to guess 5266 is KBOO, so that's 877-500-KBOO.
You got it.
Fantastic.
You have it.
877-500-KBOO, and for a measly, stinking, small contribution of $60.
$60.
Sixty stinking bucks. That's $5 a month equivalent. $60, you get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. You get the comic book and the way that they are snatching this election. It's a fun read if you like horror shows, and it tells us not only how these elections are snatched, but not only the purge of black voters, that the purging is one. There's prestidigitizing, eliminating, blocking. There's a whole nine. I can't name it on my 8 fingers, but it's a fun book if you like horror stories. 1-877-500-KBOO. And I really do hope that the people, that my friends listening in, in Portland to grab the receiver and make a donation for this, or Vulture's Picnic, which is a detective story. It's a non-fiction pulp novel. So it's a good pulp novel reading, but it's every word of it is true, unfortunately.
Or they could get both.
Investigations around the planet.
Yes.
That's another $60. I believe that you've got the hardbound copies there, too, which is even, those are nice and hefty and wonderful, and they look really pretty. And if you do donate $60, again, 1-877-500-KBOO, I will send anyone who donates to the station a disc of the videos that go with Vulture's Picnic. Each chapter has its own little video, so when I talk about Etok, the leader of the Eskimos of Alaska, and his and the Wolverine he wears around his neck and the bear claws, and him giving me the finger and saying things I can't say over the air, you can actually meet Etok and his finger that he gives me. And while we're standing inside a whale that we're eating, by the way, you'll get that video if you donate for Vulture's Picnic, the book, 877-500-KBOO. Just call up and say I want, and even better, say I call up and want the Palace Pack, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and Vulture's Picnic. It's happening again. It's really serious, Joanne. I joke around, but we've got another vote rustling coming up right now.
And of course, we also have the help of the U.S. Supreme Court, right, who tossed out a major component of the Voting Rights Act. And so now we have ID laws that are being instituted across the country, which is, quote unquote, legally keeping poor people and people of color from being able to fully participate.
Well, Jimmy Carter, one thing I point out in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits is that Jimmy Carter supported requiring voter ID, right? This is a guy comes out of Atlanta, Georgia, where I'll be going and filming next week, and where the vote snatch is in full swing because the Supreme Court's allowing this type of trickery and gaming. But, you're saying, well, gee, it's what's wrong with having an ID? He's got a passport, and his country club membership, and he can have a chauffeur vouch for who he is when he goes in to vote.
An NRA membership card.
Yeah, well, that's good. In Wisconsin, for example, in Georgia, you can't use a student. It says pick photo ID, official state photo ID, but not an official state photo ID if it's from the state university. But you can use your gun permit, but not your student permit, your student ID. So in other words,
what's wrong with that picture?
If you have a gun in your hand, you're okay. You can vote, but not if you have a book. So keep calling for the Greg Palast, the Billionaires and Ballot Bandits book with the great Raul cartoons and Bobby Kennedy's good thoughts, 877-500-KBOO. Now, what's happening now? What the Supreme Court did last June 25th, was to remove what's called Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. You say, well, what does that mean to me? Everything. It's called the Preclearance Clause. It says that certain states, which have had a long history of discrimination, and by the way, people keep saying the South, it includes California, Arizona, New York, because New York stopped Puerto Rican voters from voting, Americans who come here. California and Arizona stopped Hispanics from voting, and Alaska wouldn't let the natives vote. And so, long history. And they said before they used to make any changes in voting, they had to get the Justice Department to agree that the Ku Klux Klan didn't come up with the rules.
Right.
Literally that. And that was removed. So these states can go run off and change their voting methods at will. And so I'm going down to Georgia, not only this voter ID scam, but they've got a whole bunch of others, Joanne. Like the voting ID business is in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. But again, its subtitle is How to Steal an Election, 9 Easy Steps. That's just one step is the voting ID.
Right.
And there are 8 other tricks, and I'm finding, that was 9. I've just come up with a tenth, which I'm going to investigate. A trick in there is being used by 24 Catherine Harris's, that is Secretaries of State, 24 Republican Secretaries of State have come up with a new way to knock off 1 million voters of color. But there is one state with a Democratic Secretary of State, just one Democrat, is going along with this wacky scheme, and that is in the state of Oregon.
What?
Yep.
Oh, we should...
Oregon, which had previously been known as probably the most honest voting state with the least shenanigans, seemed to have been talked into, and I'm going to try to find out from... I need to find out, get to the bottom of this, because there's no... Only, except for Oregon, it's only Republican states have come up with a way to eliminate masses of minority voters.
Oh, by the top two primary?
And what it's... No, the gimmick has to do with the fact that there is... It's about databases, again. I don't want to give away the whole thing because I'm going to break the story.
All right.
On Al Jazeera, and I will certainly report it for KBOO as soon as I get the info, as soon as I'm ready to break out the story. But I just want to give you a little teaser that it's very, very, very strange to me that Oregon, of all states, is going along with this Republican scheme, which is going to eliminate at least 1 million minority voters.
Wow.
And it's a brand new scam that I'm in the middle of working on. But if you want to know how I operate, the book Vultures and Vote Rustlers is about... is following me on investigations from stakeouts in the snow to being under arrest in the old Soviet republics to the Arctic and eating whale meat and going up the Amazon hunting the wild chevron.
Yes.
And the out of control the monstrous oil companies. Yeah, I'd rather wrestle anacondas than Chevron executives. They're very nasty, especially when they're hungry. You really have to look out for those guys in the jungle.
Well,
it's if you want to see scenes, including the time I'm, and I give you, you get really behind the scenes, including the time I showed up on Amy Goodman with my face busted open my wonderful female assistant who decided I needed an early morning education before I got a Democracy Now. they could only shoot me from the right side because my left lip was like hanging down my face. So you'll find out why and how if you read it.
So, Greg, why don't we go and bring in the fabulous volunteers who are going to help us this morning raise money. We want to give them an opportunity to encourage our listeners to give us a call at 877-500-5266. We heard some phones ringing, but of course we could use some more phones ringing. How are we doing in our membership drive?
Well, we're doing better. We're doing well. We're doing good. Greg Palast is a marvelous person to have on the air and reminds us of the incredible power that KBOO brings to your life, all of you out there. And I want to thank some people. I want to thank a new person, Renee Sheridan. I want to thank two very generous contributors, Jules and Ansel, both of whom are in Portland. Renee is in Sheridan. I think I said her name was Renee Sheridan. Anyway, this is important. This is why you listen to this station. This is why we need your support. We can't exist without you. Bad things are happening. But we, this station, and many others in the progressive community are struggling to make things better. And Greg Palast is an excellent example of a good, freewheeling, honest journalism. The kind of journalism that is so important. We also want to thank the Bread and Ink Cafe. We want to thank Bridges. And we want to thank many, many others. You know, it is a community. It is a powerful force for good change in our society. But you out there need to be a part of this. And we got a match, $450 match. That means every dollar you give up to $450 is worth $2. This is a great time to contribute. Won't you do that right now? KBOO.FM. That's KBOO.FM. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And also, you know, the same thing, 877-500-KBOO. Or come in here, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Make a contribution right now. Join the match. Make us have a good year. Make this station a powerful force for social change, for progress, for justice, for what I like to think would and should be the American way. People like Greg Palast make it possible. People like you make it possible. And this is your opportunity. Make a contribution right now, 877-500-5266, with a match. Every dollar you give is $2. It's an incredible opportunity. KBOO.FM.
That's right, Joe. This is the KBOO Fall Membership Drive, and you've been listening to Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty and her fabulous journalist guest, Greg Palast, where you're going to get this kind of perspective where? Nowhere else.
It's really true, sadly.
And Voices from the Edge, neglected perspectives, unpopular perspectives, controversial perspectives. That's what you get on KBOO, from the local to the national to the international. And if you want to help give a voice to the voiceless, power to the people, bring forward the words of the left out and the locked out, the unemployed, the underemployed, the marginalized, uninsured, and underinsured. You want to be a member of KBOO.
Absolutely.
You want to join this community.
877-500-5266. Take the opportunity right now. We have this pause, and we'll go back almost immediately. But this is your chance to double your contribution. KBOO.FM online, 877-500-5266 works really well. You'll feel good. We'll feel good. America will feel better. And Greg Palast will continue the struggle that he so ably represents.
In fact, let me add this, Greg Palast. I want to add that these are, right now, if you donate $60, you get a hardbound copy of my book, the pulp nonfiction story of a real investigative reporter reporting Vulture's Picnic, which was the BBC's Book of the Year. That's 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast. I'm really saying, look, I'm also going to add in as a donation, anyone who gets Vulture's Picnic will get a disc from me. We'll get you'll get a video, which a disc of a video which has video which goes with every chapter of Vulture's Picnic. And that's all for a donation of only $60. Tax deductible, better for KBOO than for the Drone Ranger, right?
Absolutely.
877-500-KBOO or $60, you get the New York Times runaway bestseller, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which by Greg Palast, with Bobby Kennedy, and including the comic book.
The comic book!
By Ted Rall. And that's right inside it. You can't miss it. And it's called Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It not only tells you how the elections are shoplifted, but who's doing it. And if you're wondering the connection, why the connection between the Koch brothers, the XL pipeline, and why they wanted so desperately to get rid of Hugo Chavez, you'll get that in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, but only for a donation of $60. And what's the combo? How much is the minimum donation?
$100.
$100. You get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. You get Greg Palast's Vulture's Picnic, and which, by the way, was just quoted at length by the president of Argentina.
Oh, nice.
And cited in her speech at the UN. But it's much more fun than that. Get both books for a stinking $100, and I'll throw in the film, which goes with the books, and that's you can't do better. And most important thing is that you get KBOO and Joanne and the gang. So 1-877-500-KBOO. So many people say, "Hey, Greg Palast, how can I help promote your work? How can I get the things you find out there in the public?" Well, you're not going to hear it on the petroleum broadcast. You're going to get it on KBOO. So this is your station. this is your, you know, weapon of mass destruction. KBOO 877-500 KBOO 877-500 KBOO. Call that number. Ask for the Palace Pack. $100. I know you're gonna just add a zero, make it a grand. I'm serious. This is your station. You know, you own it. Pay the rent. 877-500 KBOO. We are always saying, gee, the system should be fair. We should be supporting public efforts. We should be reducing our carbon footprint. We should, you know, you want corporations to be responsible. Now you need to be responsible. This is your moment to say, you know, show your kids what you're doing. Say, look what I'm doing. I'm dialing my phone. I'm voluntary. I'm putting myself on the line. 1-877-500 KBOO. This is Greg Palast happily reporting for your weapon of mass destruction in Portland. KBOO 1-877-500 KBOO. Call right now.
And if there's some confusion, if there's some confusion, 1-877-500-5266 is spelled out, last part, KBOO. Do it now. Make the contribution. Remember, we got a match of $450. That means every dollar you give, up to $450, is doubled. This is an incredible opportunity. Greg, you're a marvelous host. You're a marvelous supporter. You're a marvelous reporter. Your generous contributions are really appreciated.
Thank you so much. We're going to go back into our program now because I cannot let Greg get away without a promise of coming back, because I want to hear what our Democratic governor and 24 Republican Secretary of States are doing that we should be concerned about. So just tell me when you can come back and tell me about that.
let's talk again in the week before the election.
Okay.
And I'll give you all the scary details about, I mean, I am surprised that Oregon's in on this scam, but you're going to read about several scams if you pick up Billionaires and Ballot Bans. For example, caging. This is a real nice one. This involves Karl Rove and the Republican National Committee. What they did was, what I uncovered was that they were sending out letters, the Republican National Committee, sending out letters to new voters.
Oh, yes.
Saying, it was wonderful. Hey, voter, we're glad to have you here. They're sending these letters to military voters, even to people at homeless shelters. And it sounds very nice. Gee, the Republican Party's opening up to people in homeless shelters, the military vote, remember, which is not.
Right.
Which is not, by the way, very Republican, especially when you're talking about the enlisted guys at the sharp end, you know.
Right.
And, here was the trick. Those letters were sent first class, and they said, do not forward, return to sender. Why would you send a letter to someone in a military guy at his home address when he's in Iraq?
Right.
When he's in Afghanistan, or she's in Germany? Why would you send letters to people at homeless shelters where they may not get to the letter and it will be returned? The answer is, when they got those returned letters, they were put in cages. So the lists were called caging lists. They were collected in cages, open cages. And the caging lists, they took all the letters that were marked not delivered at address,
right,
and challenged the votes of these voters. Now, understand, when a military voter... when you vote from underneath your Humvee in Fallujah, you're mailing in your ballot.
Right.
You do not know it's been challenged. You were challenged because you weren't voting from your home address, even though it's 100% legal, of course, for a soldier to mail in their ballot from overseas. They were challenged en masse. We caught them.
Wow.
2004. You know how I got these lists, Joanne? You love this one. Someone in George Bush's campaign, this is it's georgewbush.com, and a friend of mine owned the domain georgewbush.org, and some of the letters, some of these illegal lists of voters they were knocking off, the military voters, the people in the homeless shelters, the people that they were knocking off the ballot, those secret emails were sent to my friend's address, and he bounced it to the wrong George W. Bush, and he bounced it to me and said, what is this stuff? And we had to decode it, but we got it. We wow. got it and took it to the experts and nailed them. And they had to back off Florida. But, you know, here's the problem is that a lot of this is now being handled by, as I say in the book, Billy, I explained this whole story. I showed you the caging list in Billionaires and Ballot Bans. There's actual photos of them in there. I explain them and tell you how we got them, tell you that story. And in addition, you know, in addition, you get all the other information that goes with it, including how the Kochs planned this, because this requires massive databases. The Kochs have a massive database system called Themis, which they claim has 200 billion data points on every living American. They're keeping not on each American, all together. They have 200 billion pieces of data that they are using to create, and that creates things like caging lists and challenge lists, so they can send in kids with Blackberries into minority precincts, and they do this with all kinds of crap information on voters and challenge their vote. They'll say, oh, that guy's a felon who's never gotten a traffic ticket. You know, that guy is doesn't live at that address well and challenges their absentee ballot. They have this, so we're now privatizing the purging of the voter rolls.
Wow.
That's what the Kochs are up to with their giant Themis machine. And there's another big machine database operation run by Karl Rove called Data Trust, which I don't trust at all. But you'll get the full information. Rove, Koch, the Themis machine, what these guys are up to. And in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which you can get from KBOO for meager, measly $60 minimum donation, which will be doubled because it's a challenge grant. So it gets doubled. So $60 becomes $120 for the station. $60 you get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, which I wrote with Bobby Kennedy and Ted Rall, or for another 40, throw in another $40, and you get the hardbound copy of my book, Vulture's Picnic, and I'll throw in, if you do that, I'll throw in the video that goes with it. And all you have to do is call 1-877-500-5266 or 877-500-KBOO and say, I want the Palace Pack for at least minimum $100. That doesn't mean it has to be 100. It could be much more. Please dig deep. I'm serious. This is very important to me. And by the way, I've asked the publisher for I'm actually taking back the rights to Vulture's Picnic as I'm working on, guess what? We're going to be doing the comic book version of it. So at the moment, if you get these hardbound versions of Vulture's Picnic, they are literally, I've been told by my office, the publisher, they're the last ones around. This is an international bestseller, but we've removed them from the shelf. So what KBOO has is just about the last copies. So if you make that $60 donation, you'll get Vulture's Picnic with the films that go with it, and you're going to get something rare because we've pulled it off the shelves for the moment as we prepare to relaunch it in comic book form. How about that?
That sounds fabulous.
So give a call to the station.
1-877-500-5266. We are just so appreciative that Greg is part of the KBOO family and that he joins us in this effort. He's always very generous with his time and with his resources. And so these books, especially Vulture's Picnic, if you don't get it now, you're going to have to wait for the comic book, and that's going to be a whole different program. Thank you so much. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. So we are about 30 days away from election, Greg. It may be because I just got back in the country. It doesn't feel like people are really paying attention yet, that they're even aware that there's a midterm election about to take place. What are you sensing?
Yeah, I mean, there's very little real news because we're all caught up with you know, because there is other important news to distract us, like ISIS and Ukraine and you name it. But it's and of course, if you were not listening to KBOO, you would have spent a month hearing about the Malaysian flight that went missing.
Right.
You know, that's, which is what consumes every all the other news stations. But what's happening now, for example, there right now the United States Senate is up for grabs. The Republican control of the House, and they're close to grabbing the Senate, which would mean that, you know, Obama might as well, you know, pack it up and just stay at the golf course because they control the Senate. Now, I'm not here to sell the Democrats or Republicans. Right. I want you to know this is on the line. And I have no – if the people want to vote the Republican, fine. The problem is that the Republicans don't believe that people vote Republican, so they've got some new tricks, including – if you go to, by the way, follow me at gregpalace.com, where I also have the film Vultures and Vote Rustlers, which you can download. And it the story I did in Ohio shows what's going on, which is they've cut early voting in the states, like, for example, in North Carolina. Now, when we talk about early voting, that means that's not – when we – early voting – we mean African-American voting. Now, what is that? What do I mean by that? In Ohio, for example, and in North Carolina, nearly 70% of all African-Americans don't vote on Election Tuesday. Because if you might notice, they're out there driving the school bus. They're out there, you know, working, you know, digging in the city streets. They can't go and vote. Okay.
Well, not to mention they have to go stand in line for, like, you know, 5 to 8 hours, right?
That's right. And so people are rightly afraid of waiting for Election Day and then finding out that their name has been scrubbed off the polls, et cetera. So I've always said vote early for everyone. Right. Vote early if you can in person. Well, they figured that out because in black communities, there is what is known as Souls to the Polls Day, usually the Sunday before election.
Mm-hmm.
And when people go to church, people don't have cars. They go in the church bus, and they go in mass. So you have 70% of African-American voters vote on the Sundays before the Tuesday election days. So they've got a simple way for the Republicans to win elections, which is to eliminate or curtail massively the Sunday early voting.
Early voting,
right. I went to Ohio in the last election when they curtailed it. Let's put it this way. In Dayton, in the county where Dayton is, on Election Day, there are 170 polling places. On Souls to the Polls Day, the Sunday before, which has an equal number of voters to the Tuesday, there is a single polling place. I waited an hour with one church group I went to, and you can see, go to gregpalace.com, you'll see the film, which I did for Democracy Now, and waited in line 4 hours. Now, here's the deep evil. It was so evil I couldn't even tell the people who were there what was happening to them. Mm. They got to the end of that four-hour line. They snaked through a parking lot. They waited 4 hours in line. They got to the end, and they were not handed a ballot. They were handed a number where they sat in an auditorium. And their number was called like a kind of dictatorship bingo. And they would pick up an application for absentee ballot.
Whoa.
They handed that in, and they got an absentee ballot. Now, the vote, the only single polling place open, and you'll love this, Joanne, the only single polling place open was the county clerk's office. They're not absent. They're right there at the county clerk. So I went to the county clerk and said, how come these people are being given absentee ballots? Here they are. They're not
right,
absent.
Right.
The law says that they get to vote, not get an absentee ballot. He said, well, if you vote regular on a machine or put it on an election day, it's in the box, your vote can't be challenged. But if you vote on an absentee ballot, someone has the right to challenge your vote. And that's what was going on. So they not only try to discourage African Americans from voting by cutting the hours, lengthening the lines, cutting the polling station places,
shortening the early
voting.
But when
you get your ballot, it's not a ballot. It's an absentee ballot, and people do not realize that mail-in ballots and absentee ballots, depending on where it comes from, you have about a 15% chance that that ballot will never be counted. In the state of Ohio, where you had 500,000 African-Americans vote early, and they were handed absentee ballots, by the way, which had never happened before. They'd always been given regular ballots to
vote.
They're suddenly given absentee ballots, and those could be challenged. And when Karl Rove threw a fit on election night 2012. He's saying it's not really over in Ohio. It's not really over. What did he mean? He knew exactly that they had a whole plan to challenge that vote. I uncovered the story, and a great civil rights lawyer, Bob Fetrakis, professor, law professor, went into federal court and blocked the game. It's not a story that's well known, but we did that investigation. I did that investigation for Democracy Now, and you know, usually on BBC, but I uncovered that. That's the games that are being played. And by the way, Oregon, one good thing about Oregon, while you have a mail-in ballot state, because I fear mail-in ballots, it's the only state where if there is a challenge to your ballot, you're notified. But be aware of that. Be aware that you may get a notice from the state that your ballot is under challenge. So you better go in and deal with it. In other states, people's ballots get challenged by the Koch brothers' little Themis army, or the Republican committee. You've been caged. You've been, you know, you're identified as a felon. They say you don't live where you live.
Right.
You know, any type of game, or that you voted in another state or something like that, you don't even know your vote's been challenged. Most people do not know that in the last election, you're talking about nearly 2 million ballots were thrown in the garbage.
Mm.
Because someone challenged them, and you mail in that absentee ballot. That's in most states. In fact, all states but Oregon, you don't know if it's getting counted. You just don't know.
Well, and of course, even if you vote at the voting machine, if you don't have a paper trail for those electronic voting machines, you don't know whether or not your vote is being counted appropriately at all.
Or counted at all. In the 2000 election, like in Jacksonville, well, actually, in Katherine Harris's district, when she was a congresswoman after she...
Yes, she was. Yeah, right. She was promoted.
And then she ran for Senate. When the Republican supposedly wanted to take her congressional seat, but that was only because they put an electronic voting machine. I'm not talking about fancy Hollywood stuff of, switching the votes through some strange software. 5,000 votes just didn't count. There are precincts where the machines just, the easiest way to steal a vote by computer is to just unplug it.
Right.
It just, they didn't work. They crashed. So what happened was, but they crashed very selectively. The crashes occurred only in African-American voting districts near Tampa. And so you had 5,000 votes, which just went poof, just lost. This is the type of thing that I talk about in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. I tell this, it's tragic, horrible, insane, maddening, and you want to punch the wall. But I do it in a way that at least you get a laugh out of it, too. But you can get Billionaires and Ballot Bandits with a minimum $60, dead cheap donation, 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast saying, come on, your station, my station, $60 for Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. That includes the Ted Rall comic book, all these stories about the theft of the election, the Themis machine, and the real reason for the XL pipeline. And I'll give you a little taste of it. It involves Mr. Hugo Chavez, who I think in the book you'll see a picture of him wearing my hat. For those who don't know Greg Palast, I tend to wear a fedora because I'm not excessively hirsute on top. And to keep the rain and sun off, I wear a fedora. Anyway, so Chavez stole my fedora and started singing an old tango song. But I did get some interesting information after the tango was over, which was his refusal to cut his prices for oil. Now, who buys Hugo Chavez's oil? Now he's passed away, and who buys Venezuela's oil? The number one purchaser of Venezuela's oil is a refinery in Corpus Christi, Texas, owned by the Koch brothers. And Venezuela is charging them a premium because it's a refinery that can only take super heavy oil, which is only available from two places in this world in quantity. One is Venezuela, and the other is from Canada's tar sands. But it's a $30 a barrel difference. Venezuela charges $30 a barrel more than the Canadians. And they know they can charge it because the Cokes don't have a choice. It's Venezuelan oil or nothing. It's the only thing they can handle. And so the Cokes are pushing the XL pipeline. They're always saying, oh, we don't own any. But they don't have to. If they can get that Canadian filth down to Corpus Christi, which is weird, taking oil to Texas, if they can get that cruddy crude from Canada across the United States to Corpus Christi, they save $30 a barrel. That's $2 billion. That's $1 billion a year to each of David and Charles Koch. $1 billion a year personally. They own this company out of pocket. It's not public. Each Koch brother would get $1 billion a year if that pipeline gets completed. A year, so over 20 years.
Wow.
Those two guys get $20 billion each if the pipeline is completed. You don't think that they would shoplift an election for $20 billion apiece? You bet they would, because that's what they need to get that XL pipeline slashing across the United States, this crude tube. You know, that's not even, you know, not even oil. It's called bitumen. And by the way, Chavez's heavy oil is pretty filthy. But I'm going to tell you, I looked at the technical specs. The sulfur, that is producing the carbon, the carbon, the sulfur content is 5 times as high out of Canada per barrel than it is than the oil coming out of Venezuela. So if you bring down that pipeline, not only endangering water supplies, you are creating, you're letting the Cokes make billions off a monstrous filth machine. And that's what's at stake here. That's why they spent $100 million of their own money to create the Themis machine, which is used basically to swipe the elections. And you get this story. You get the whole story in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits in cartoon form and in my writing, which, you know, like I say, it's horrifying belly laughs. A few less laughs, but darn good information from what Bobby Kennedy contributed. Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, but you can get it. Here's how you can get it: by making a donation, tax deductible, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO, your station. Tell them you want Greg Palast, Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, $60 minimum donation. Throw in an extra $40, you get the hardbound edition of Vulture's Picnic, the BBC Book of the Year, and I'll throw in with it the free video that goes with the book. I'll make it free to you. I mean, in fact, if you get it from me, it costs you $40, man.
That's
but
right. That's right.
KBOO,
it's tough.
F-R-E-E.
We're tough but fair. We're tough but fair, yes. We need you to become a member, because this is, in fact, a partnership. And we can't do it without Greg. Greg needs us, because he can't get on other types of radio programs, because they don't want him on there. Unless, of course, it's the BBC or Amy Goodman. You know, the traditional media would prefer to not hear what Greg Palast has to say. But we are so grateful that he continues to come back and really give us good information, and good information that we can act on. But again, we are at the beginning of our membership drive, so we really want you to give us a call at 1-877-500-5266. And we have one caller that's been very patiently just kind of hanging out, wanting to get in on this conversation, and I'm going to go to that caller. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to KBOO.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Long-time renewing proud KBOO member, and Mr. Palast, a long-time admirer of your important work, particularly your exposés on the U.S. quote-unquote electoral/selectoral system. Hey, you know what? I've been thinking a lot about this lately. You know what sort of book I'd like to see someone write?
Okay.
It would have to be someone with guts. I mean, somebody who's really not scared to shake it up. And somebody, I think, who has bona fides on the left. You know,
I'm wondering, would somebody get out there and write a brand new book looking at the Democratic Party from the perspective of the left? I mean, somebody who really wants to get in there with the asbestos oven mitts and look, you know, at the Faustian project that began since the early 80s, which has totally changed the party. Not, you know, not like we'd like to think it is, or not like it was 65 or 70 years ago during the Roosevelt administration, but somebody who really is going to go in there and look at all the corporate connections, the banking, the Wall Street connections, not to single out any individual, any one or, you know, two individuals, you know, to name names, sure, but to really get in there and show who the policymakers are and what the connections are. You know, talk about things like the Democratic Leadership Council and all of these unsavory connections with, oh, you know, the evil Koch brothers. So, you know, then this would be something like a public service announcement coming up on 2016. But do you have the guts, sir? I mean, can you do it? You or Max Rosenstein?
Well,
thanks for the question.
Yeah. Well, by the way, thank you for renewing your membership.
Yes.
I like you already. You know? And I have to say, you're looking for a book that takes them all on. And guess what? You can get it for $60 donation, Billionaires and Ballot Pants. Because you were saying, who has the guts to take on the Democratic Party? This has been one of the issues. As for those who know me, I punch in all directions, and I've landed some right on Bill Clinton's nose. He still shook my hand the other day, but, you know, he knows, and I Obama, too. So if you look, for example, we have a chapter in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and again, call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266,
yes.
And, you know, there's a chapter in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits called Pennies from Heaven, and it's about Penny Pritzker, who is a bankster par excellence, a billionaire who was barred, who was fined $400 million, she and her brother personally, for racial bias in lending. She ripped off the South Side of Chicago homeowners. It was horrible. People lost their homes, their life savings. She ran a criminal enterprise, which she called a bank, which was shut down by the feds. And now she's Obama's Secretary of Commerce because she raised $750 million for him.
Wow.
In fact, she's the one who discovered Obama. Remember the one we were looking for? The guy we were looking for? She was the one who found him. He was a state senator from the South Side in the area that she was destroying. And she picked up this state senator, Obama, and connected him to Robert Rubin of Citibank, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan. And, you know, there's a wonderful mythical story about Obama and all the little nickels and dime donations he got. That's a very nice fairy tale. Mm. But the money came from Citibank, J.P. Morgan, and Penny Pritzker's operation. They made him president, and that's why he picked Rubin's boys, Summers and Geithner, to run the Treasury and made her Secretary of Commerce. He had to wait till his second term, the first term, because she's also a infamous union buster, because she's an owner of the Hyatt Hotel. A true union buster. So the unions objected to her, but now he slipped her in there. So believe me, the Democrats get their proper hosing, and thank you for mentioning the Democratic Leadership Council. Bill Clinton was a governor of Arkansas, so some guy from Dog Patch. It's not usually the type of place that produces presidents of the United States. So who gave him the juice? He rode into the Oval Office on the back of an organization called the Democratic Leadership Council. Who founded the Democratic Leadership Council for Clinton? It was a $100,000 donation from, ready, the Koch brothers. They ain't just Republicans. David Koch, in fact, David Koch is going to run for governor of Kansas as a Democrat.
Right.
The Kochs are not Republicans, and they're not Democrats. They're not, and he was like Libertarian Party, David Koch. They are Kochians. Okay?
Right. That's right.
And so if you want to read, you know, who are who do the Kochians own? I can't say that the Kochs own the Democratic Party. They own the Republicans. They rent the Democrats as they need them. But and Bill Clinton was a creature created in part by the Kochs because they don't bet on horses. They own the whole darn racetrack. You get that in billionaires and ballot bands, that inside stuff. You know, you get confident. You know, my thing is finding the confidential documents, getting the inside witnesses.
And that's what I love.
Old-fashioned gumshoe. Yeah,
that's
investigative reporting.
And we don't have that too often, so we're very appreciative when we see real investigative journalism taking place. And we love that about you, is that it's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's, you know, the bazillionaires that you talk about, they put money in all races, right? Because they're going to play both sides of the fence because they don't really care. They're not going to change how they operate based on whether there's a Democrat or Republican in office.
Right. And they're going to flip, like Thomas said, and again, Thomas is a special guy to me because he's just renewed his membership to KBOO.
Yes.
But he's right. There was like a switch in the Democratic Party, which was paid for by ultra-billionaires who decide, look, sometimes Democrats are going to be in, so our best to hedge our bet, we should pick the Democrats' candidates for them, so we end up with Bill Clinton's, and, you know, whose main accomplishment was what?
Welfare reform.
Yeah,
right, that's right.
I mean, that's what you'd elect Republicans for instead. I have to say Bill Clinton I still respect him as one of the best Republican presidents we've ever had.
Exactly. But, I called him Republican light. Can we check?
That's what they created.
I'm sorry. I want to check in with our fabulous volunteers to make sure that we are so above and beyond where we're supposed to be with new members. And so have people been calling 1-877-500-5266?
They have, and we're getting a good response, but we need the support of even more of you. You know, there's a $450 match right here.
Yes, there is.
Which means every dollar you give is $2 up to $450. And I want to thank Emily, Susan, and Amber from Portland, and James from Beaverton, and Rob, a new member from Ellensburg, Washington, and Elizabeth from Portland, and Dave and Barbara. And I just think it's marvelous that Greg is devoting some time to us. And it makes the point clear. If you want honest, straightforward journalism, if you want to learn the truth, if you want to understand what's really going on, you want to listen to KBOO. And you want to contribute so we can keep doing this. KBOO.FM is one way to go. And, of course, on the phone, 877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-KBOO. It's the same difference. 1-877-500-5266. Make the contribution today. If you were thinking about $25, think about $50. If you were thinking about $50, think about $100. It is not the case that you can't give too little, but it's certainly the case that you can't give more than everybody else. Make a contribution. Do it now. Make us all happy. Make yourself happy. Make the news continue on. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Let's realize how great the station is, how great its music programming is, and how great it is to hear from people like Greg Palast. 877-500-5266.
And let's not forget to thank all the restaurants.
Yes, it's Greg Palast. Thank you very much. And I want to thank, that's quite a roster of people. I want to thank you all for donating because, you know, like right today as we speak, in a couple of minutes I'm going to be on the big national television show in Argentina.
Wonderful.
And I'm on the nightly news in Europe, in London. I just had a big program in Switzerland at prime time based on Vulture's Picnic, the book you can get for a $60 donation. I got to tell you that you know, so around the world, I'm a guy that you would know on the nightly news, except in the United States of America. In my own homeland, I am slammed out, shut down, and shut off, except by your weapon of mass destruction, KBOO. This is no joke. This is the only way I can get into the U.S., and I'm thrilled. When I love it, I say, whenever you're having, I don't do many broadcasts. I don't do a lot of interview programs because of my work.
But we're so glad you...
I always say, if there is a fund drive for KBOO, put me on 877-500-5266.
And we're going to end on that note. Thank you so much, Greg. We'll see you next time. Same station, same time, same channel. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Greg Powell.
Thank you, Greg.
For more info. Bye.
Heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's not all that glitter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up.
And good morning, the Mighty Boo on your Thursday morning. It's Pledge Drive here at KBOO Portland. And a busy Thursday morning, too. Coming up in a half hour, join us for Fight the Empire. Host Per Fogering today speaks with Tom Engelhart about his new book, Shadow Government, Surveillance, Secret Wars, and a Global Security State in a Single Superpower World. Join us at 10 for Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Then at 10:15, it's a break from Flashpoints. Instead, we're going to hear excerpts from a talk by Ali Abunima, co-founder of the Electronic Intifada, talking about his recent book, The Struggle for Justice in Palestine, at the Evanston Public Library. Then at 11, Between the Covers host David Naiman interviews David Mitchell, author of Cloud Atlas, and one of the most celebrated authors of his generation. They discuss his new novel, Bone Clocks. And at 11:30, Black Book Talk presents an archival interview with celebrated author J. California Cooper, who died on September 20th. That's all coming up, but first join us for Teresa Mitchell hosting Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. Stick around, that's next on KBOO.
On the next Ear to the Streets of Portland, tune in to hear two of Portland's most beloved hip-hop artists, producers, activists, and performers